I'm so excited this morning. We finish the book, Hello Fears. Okay, I know. When we finish a book, there's always two emotions. Now, oh no, it's the last one. We loved it. But I'm really excited because we will start something new starting next week, the Atomic Habits book. So if you don't have it, go get it so you can read and continue to discuss about the book every week. And before we start actually the podcast, of course, I want to make sure that everyone share the podcast. So if you are on Podbean, if you are on Facebook, just decide where you write your comment. You will see the arrow so you can share. So you can share everywhere on social media platform, but you can also share by Messenger and by text message. So if you have someone that you want to make sure that they listen to the podcast this morning, you can share by Messenger or by text message. That's the best way to share the podcast. And then we have the Contest Limiliana de Diamants. So we start a new month today. So we'll start a new challenge. And next week we'll have the official and top five for the month of April and all our winner for the month of April. But for the month of May, we start fresh with, of course, our top five. We contribute the most on our Facebook group. So when you post, when you put a reaction, a comment, you have points all the month. And our top five at the end of the month will get the notebook Limiliana de Diamants. And for everyone who shared during, who participate on the group during the month, you will be in the draw. And then for everyone who invites someone new to the group and for everyone who joined the group, you will be in another draw for Limiliana de Diamants merch. And for everyone, when you receive your book, I know we have a lot of people who order their books in the last week. So make sure that you post a picture of you when you receive your book, when you receive your agenda, the quiz book, and post it on social media. Tag Maria Mariano and tag Limiliana de Diamants. So you'll be in the draw for the Limiliana de Diamants merch again. And if you want to see all our merch, you go to our Shopify link. So you will see all the new stuff that we have. And when you place your order, take a picture, post it on the group. When you receive your order, take a picture, post it on the group. And again, you will be in the draw to win Limiliana de Diamants merch again.
Thank you, Marie-Pierre. I was like, ooh, okay, I need to unmute myself. So good morning, everyone. So yes, we are finishing our book today. And I really love like the last chapter that Michelle has shared with us, because now that we have make all of those reflection, we even like start a new reflection last week. We need like to take action and decide what our present and what our future will look like. So I don't know if you guys remember, but last week I shared the story of my family, of my parents, actually, where my grandparents came from, where my parents came from, the way they live, actually, really poor when they were young kid, and how actually it has influenced the person that I am today. So if you haven't done that exercise in your mind and really like take time to understand how the person that you are today has been influenced by your past, it is really important to do it, because as you will see, okay, with the exercise that Marie-Pierre will share with you by the end, you will understand how it can be powerful and how you can use it as a tool actually to change your present and change your trajectory for the future. So what it is important when you do that exercise of looking back of where you came from, it's important to state the fact and not like get the emotion that can be related to those facts and those events of where you came from. And what is actually interesting, it's from the book, Michelle Puller. I share her story at the very beginning when we started like a few months ago to cover the book Hello Fears. If you guys don't remember, Michelle Puller, from the side of her mother, they are Jewish? They are Jewish. Yes, I can say it this way. Okay. They are Jewish. So, and they even like came from like get back from like her grandmother. They came from a family that has been in the concentration camp in Auschwitz in Poland. So if you guys like didn't know, but like in 1939 to 1945, there was the World War II, okay, where there was the Holocaust. And actually, her family came from that side. And with when she finished her master's degree, she received a trip, okay, during a TV show, she received a trip to get back to Poland. But like for her, she has been living in fear her entire life, okay? The fear that has been transmitted from her grandmother to their parents, her mother, and even to herself. So she thought that she was not strong enough to get back in Poland and actually participate to what they call the International March of the Living, which is an event that takes place every year. That is a march between Auschwitz and, I don't know if I say it right, Birkenau, which is the two biggest concentration camp in Poland. And what she discovered there is actually that she felt alive. And she said, what is happening to me? Like, I'm at the place where my grandparents were. Like, they had to survive. They had to fight for their life. They had to fight for everything that they have today. And they had to fight for the liberty and the freedom that I have. And what happened, instead of feeling resentful, she, instead of feeling powerless or even disgust, she felt exactly the opposite. She felt in that moment hope. She felt alive, and she even felt good because it has prevailed over time. And she thought herself, what is happening right now? And she realized that looking at those events, instead of looking at the dark side, she has said, I will look at what can be the positive side of it. And it is that her community, her, like, her people, the Jewish people, okay, has been stronger, has been actually united, and they have been unbreakable in that situation, and they had win over the Nazis at the moment. So instead of feeling like disgust by those events, she has looked at those events and say, wow, now I have so much more respect for where I came from, and I have so much more respect for my family and my grandfather. So yes, she feels optimistic, she feels happy, and she felt at peace at that moment. So looking at her story, a story that has been like really hard, like in the times over like the past year, like what she wants to transmit to us, Michelle, is actually you can decide if you will be history, which is being forgotten, or if you want to make history. And by saying that, okay, I know that we're looking at that story and hearing that story of Michelle and say, well, my grandparents didn't came from like the concentration camp. Okay, so how can I make history? So actually what she meant here is, will you decide to follow the story that repeat over and over in your family? Or will you decide to be that one person to change the trajectory and say, well, it happens, yes, in the past, and how can I use that to build something different and change the trajectory? So do you want to reproduce what happened, or do you want to be the one to change it and say, yes, I will make history in my family? So it doesn't mean that you need like to change the course of the history of the world, but like look at your family and how can you decide to change it? So when you look at that past, okay, the exercise that I did with you last week, okay, we all have what we call baggage, okay? This baggage will always follow you. Like it will always be there. So it's not to ignore it or pretend that it never happened, but it's to be able to look at it and to learn how to use it as a fuel to change your trajectory and actually redefine your present and your future. So as you will see in a couple minutes, Marie-Pierre will help you do that with a couple steps of how you can change actually that trajectory. So for Michelle, she actually discovered that their grandparents were stronger and they were courageous, okay? Even if she has been living in fear, and even if during that moment they were living in fear, but they made the choice to stay alive. So when she looked at those events, as I said, she looked at the bright side, and it has helped Michelle actually say that, okay, now that my parents and grandparents have been courageous, they have decided to continue that life, even if at the moment in the concentration camp, when you read the history, the books and all of it, they say that it would have been easier to like let yourself die than to survive in that place. So she said, if they have decided to be stronger, to like get over all of those obstacles, it means that the life matters. So for her, like looking back at those events, it gave like to Michelle a purpose and say that, okay, now I understand that they gave a part of their life to survive. So my job now is to be sure that I can impact others as they impact myself, and just to be sure that people understand the privilege that they have to be in a freedom country, as we were in Canada, United States, you know, all of those places all around the world. So this is actually what I can do also with my story, okay? Like I share with you that my parents were living really in a like really poor family. But looking at that, I could be mad. I could be mad of like the story and the event that my parents has to live through, okay, when they were young. But instead, what my parents did is they actually said, okay, we won't continue the life that we had when we were kids. So my mother, my father, they went to school, they get a good job. Like my father is actually the only of all of the brother and sister between the 15 that actually had a degree, that were able to like build revenue of over in the 6-digit income. So what he has been able to do, my father and my mother, they say, okay, we will change the trajectory of our family. So they help us start at the different level and say, how can we get it further? So now I can just look at my family, at my mother, my father, even my grandparents, and say, thank you. Like, thank you for being courageous. Thank you for have that that capacity to change that trajectory. So story like that, as you can see, are not always like a rainbow story, okay? So this is what we call grow through dirt, okay? Grow through discomfort, because the dirt is the discomfort that we all have. It's all the baggage that we have in life. So how can we use that actually and bloom, okay? How can we say, okay, just, and I really love the quote, it comes from Frida Kahlo. So I'm pretty sure that you know Frida Kahlo, okay, the painter. So she said, throw dirt at me and watch me bloom, okay? So yes, like be that person that will be courageous, and no matter what are the event that you can actually like get to spring and bloom, okay? So my parents didn't like, don't use though the excuses of, oh, my parents didn't give me the tool that I needed. And yes, some people have bigger baggage than others. They have an unfortunate childhood. They have a financial situation that was really hard. Like some people on Earth are living right now through war. Like maybe you came from a family that has drug issue, health issue, mental illness issue, or even like just have gratitude, okay, for the country where we are right now in Canada, where you're born, because we have that chance. But even from that place, we have baggage. And yes, we need to look at it, accept it, and actually you need to own it. So if you are able to own it and own your story, which is the story of your past, then you will be able to actually flip it. So what we want to look at is how can we flip it? And Marie-Pierre has an 8-step and like quiz questions just to help you continue actually the reflection that we start last week. So Marie-Pierre, I'll let you go with the next one.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. So yes, there's 8 steps that we want to cover that we finished the book with this. It's all about those steps to empower us to face our fears, but to leverage our fear for our personal growth. So each step that you will see is really about understanding the barrier that the fear can create in our life that we can overcome. So there's 8 steps that we'll cover. And for each step, you will have 1 quiz question. Okay, this morning, just 1 quiz question for each step. But you will find in the next book of quiz for each of those steps, a complete quiz to make sure that you have always that quiz to help you every morning, just to see where you are now and where you want to go on what you want to, you can work today. So let's start with step number 1, that is about self-awareness. So it's recognizing that your fear will involve deep self-reflection to understand the specific situation or triggers that will evoke fear for you. So this step is all about being honest with yourself about your vulnerabilities and the impact that you have on your life. So the quiz question for this morning about self-awareness is, when you think about the recent time that you felt fear, what triggered this feeling and what did it reveal about your underlying concern or vulnerabilities? So if you have an idea, go write it in the comment. Just think about the last time that you felt that fear and what was the trigger. So go in the comment if you want to share with us. Or maybe you say, oh, that's a difficult question. It's okay too. You can reflect on that later today. The second step is about self-confidence. So building that self-confidence is crucial in overcoming fear. So this can be achieved by setting small, manageable goals and celebrating victories along the way. So affirmation and positive self-talk also play a significant role in reinforcing self-belief. And of course, I need to talk about our new book that just came out 2 weeks, 1 week. Oh, I don't know. 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, about self-confidence. So it's all about self-confidence to achieve your next level. So if you need more help when you see that at this step, you need to improve a little bit more than the other, you can read that book. You can do the workbook that goes with it to help you build that self-confidence. So the quiz question for the self-confidence, when you reflect now on the moment that you overcame a challenge. So I'm sure maybe yesterday or last week you overcame a challenge. So what strength did you use? And how can you apply them again to boost your self-confidence in the future situation? If you have an idea, go and write it in the comments. Step number 3 is about the vision. So again, that's really funny. The first book that we published in the month of November, the first chapter is all about the vision. So if you need more help on that step, vision, of course, we will recommend to get the first book that we write in the month of November. So vision is all about having that clear vision that you want to accomplish and why it's important to you. That's the most important step about the vision. So this clarity will help you in focusing your effort and making strategic decisions that will align with your long-term objective. So the question for this one, what is one long-term goal that excites you but also intimidates you? So why is this goal significant to you, and how can it motivate you to face your fears? So if you have already an idea, go and write it in the chat, in the comment. What is one long-term goal that excites but also maybe have a little bit fear in that, because it's a big objective? Step number 4 is commitment. So commitment to facing your fear means making a conscious decision to confront them and not to avoid challenges. So this will involve perseverance and the willingness to step out of your comfort zone regularly. So the question, can you identify a fear that you've been avoiding? And what are the practical steps that you could take to actively confront this fear? So if you already have an idea, go and write it in the comment, in the chat, so you can inspire others to do this question. Step number 5 is about the resilience. So developing your resilience is about cultivating the ability to bounce back from setbacks. So this can be enhanced by maintaining a growth mindset where the challenges are viewed as opportunity to learn and grow. So the question about resilience, so you want to reflect on a setback that you experienced in the past, and how did you respond? And what did you learn from that experience that could help you cope with your future challenges? Step number 6, it's mindfulness. So it involves staying present and fully engaging with the current moment without judgment. So techniques like meditation, breathing exercise can help you manage the anxiety that will come with fear. So the question, how do you typically react to stressful situations? And can you think of ways to incorporate mindfulness to better manage your reaction to fear and stress? Step number 7 is gratitude. So practicing gratitude shifts your focus from fear to appreciation. So keeping a gratitude journal or regularly reflecting on things you are thankful for can help you reduce your fear and by highlighting the positive aspect of your life. So the question, list 3 things that you are grateful for today. How does focusing on those aspects will affect your feeling toward the fear that you face? So now go write it in the comment. 3 things that you are grateful for today. This one is easy. You wake up this morning. Woohoo! That's something that you have to be grateful for. So you listen to us. So that means you have your ears to listen. That's another thing that you can be grateful for. So go ahead and write in the comment in the chat the 3 things that you are grateful for today. And the last step is about compassion. So being compassionate towards yourself and others will involve understanding and kindness, especially when confronting your fear. So it will help you reducing self-criticism and the fear of judgment and making it easier to take risk. So the last question for the last step. So you want to think about a time where you were hard on yourself due to a mistake or failure. And how could treating yourself with more compassion have changed the outcome of or your feeling about that situation? I know it's not easy question like I usually do, that A, B, C, D. No, today you have to work on that. You need to reflect on those questions. But I really love that she finished the book with those 8 steps and that we can really reflect. And the last exercise that she gave us in the book, it's going to be hard. But I challenge you to do it. So she challenged us to write a letter to our future self, describing how we've embraced our fear and outlining the step that we plan to take to continue this journey. So it's going to be a personal letter that can serve as a reminder or a motivator that, yes, we progress through our life. So when you do it, take a picture. I don't need to see everything on your letter, but just take a picture to say, I did it. I did that letter to my future self and post it on our Facebook group, Les Millionnaires des Diamants Inspirational Group. Just, I want to see everyone doing it. I think it's something that it can be beneficial for you. And just to wrap up this book about fear. So next week, so excited, we start the new book, Atomic Habit. Thank you, Jean-Philippe. You read the link to if you want to get the book Atomic Habit to start with us. Next week, we will explore how small changes can lead to remarkable results. So I'm really excited to start this new book next week. And on that, I wish you a beautiful day and a beautiful, no, we it's not the end of the week. We'll see you tomorrow morning. I'm a little bit mixed up this morning. Okay, so see you tomorrow morning. Bye, everyone.